This recording, England 62, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. She put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. She warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born at Guy's Hospital in London, and I grew up in South Norwood, southeast London. And I have one sister, she's 5 years older than me, and we're a bit of a big family because we've got a lot of animals, or have had a lot of animals. Let me list all the animals. Apart from loads of fish, because that's all we were allowed for years and years, we've had in the past 2 rabbits, 2 guinea pigs, 2 parrots, and a dog. And at the moment, we've only got my dog and 1 parrot. All the others have passed away. It was a very sad time for us all. But, you know, we get over it. I go to Kent at Canterbury University. I've been there for 2 years. This is my 3rd year at uni, but I'm now here in America, in Kansas, and apparently I'm already picking up a dialect over here. I enjoy drama, acting, swimming. I'm a lifeguard back home, so that's why I enjoy swimming. I suppose you really need to be a good swimmer to be a lifeguard, but I do okay. I do miss my job, actually, and I miss swimming a lot. But anyway, back to my hobbies. I like art, music, just mainly having a laugh, going out with my friends and drinking and getting pissed, pretty much. Good times. I enjoy playing pool and darts. It reminds me of my childhood, because in Grantham, if you ever go, there's absolutely nothing to do. It's deserted. It's in the Midlands in England, and it's very cold. But my sister and I, as children, would go to this little club, an old age pensioner's place. You know, my aunt owned it. And the only thing we could do was sip on Coke and play pool and darts. But that's why I pretty much like playing those old games. And I love playing dominoes and card games. because I learnt to gamble at a very early age thanks to the old age pensioners. How long was I in Grantham? Well, when we were little, we used to go at least once a year, mainly for 2 weeks. I think on one occasion we went for a month. It would usually be once a year, maybe twice, and then that kind of stopped after I was about 10. I stopped going because it was a long drive, and I was scared of my aunt because my dad, the last time I was there, when I was 10, my dad left me alone there and I hated it. There was nothing to do and it just rained and it was horrible. But then I went, the last time I went back was when I was 15, and I stayed for approximately around 7 or 8 days. And the last time I went back would have been when I was about 17 or 18. And that was only for a day because that was my aunt.